Blog Talk Radio. Hi, this is Marnie Svedberg, and I welcome you to Marnie and Friends, a place where leaders share practical, helpful, and encouraging ways to get anything important done faster, better, and smarter. Right now, I encourage you to sit back, buckle up, and join us for fun, laughter, practical help, and clear thinking, the kind of discussion that focuses our attention off of the fluff and onto the most important stuff in life. Again, welcome to Marnie's Friends. Let's get going.
Well, hi, everybody. Welcome to our What's Working in 2012 for Online Marketing show for you today. We are excited to dive right in to what is working in marketing online, especially online marketing for 2012, hoping to provide you with some insights that you hadn't thought of yet, maybe things you didn't know, or maybe things you thought of but had ruled out for you, and maybe you want to reconsider them right now. Our guest is an author. She's a publisher. She's the host of Information in a Nutshell, which is a radio show here on Blog Talk Radio. You want to go check that out. And she's also has coordinated, she's just telling me she's coordinated 10 online expos in the past years, and a tremendous amount of work by a wonderful, hardworking lady. Welcome, Felice.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. And, you know, I was thinking you are one of my favorite speakers on my event and one of my favorite hosts. So I'm just so happy to join you today.
Yeah, well, it is fun to have you on. And you are a gal who's really got her ear to the ground when it comes to online marketing as a publisher and as an author, but also and a radio show host too, but also as the coordinator of these large online expos. Maybe just tell people a little bit, describe for people who don't know what that is, describe for them what you do with those.
Okay, well, sometimes people don't know what my niche market is, and we all talk about that and find focus, and that is actually the homeschool world. I was an educator and began homeschooling my children for various reasons and found that curriculum, you know, was a need that needed to be filled and wrote some books. Well, that extrapolated out into helping people learn to get writing, write and published. And then I was more so doing that with my Information in a Nutshell. I have a book, second book in the series came out, and I believe Carol Topp was one of your guests at some point, for Business Tips and Taxes for Writers in our series. And then came back to the homeschool world, but with a vengeance, and that is taking over an ultimate homeschool expo, which we took the wonderful foundation that was and added in many niche expos for special needs, parents who had children with special needs, for back-to-school encouragement, for our fall and Christmas event, to just get back focused with God during a busy time, and we just finished a creation expo. So we're gearing up for one major event, which is like bringing a regular convention to the net. So we have something like 40-plus speakers, 100-plus audios. Our website ends up having a convention bag, a page for our sponsors, and so forth. And we're rolling out some new things in 2012, which is really exciting for us. And so that's one thing I do. I also have an Ultimate Women's Expo, and there's dashes in between there, ultimate-women's-expo.com, and that is, we did an event last year for business women. So, you know, a lot of it I can do from the comfort of my home, which is one of the things I enjoy, and that really is our market, is working with people that want to attend virtual events.
Cool. Now, you're here today to train us on some online marketing strategies that you have found effective 2011 coming into 2012 here. And have you seen an increase in your reach by using any of these?
I really have. Yeah, I really have, and I know that's one of, you know, the ways people express their numbers. And I really dislike doing that on on the air, and one of the reasons is not because I'm ashamed of them, but rather because people think it's really easy to do. And so when somebody's throwing out numbers and said, you know, I had X amount of ticket sales, or I had this going or that going, you know, everybody and their brother jumps on the bandwagon and does the same thing. And then, you know, I get calls saying, you know, we don't want to continue with what we're doing. Do you want to, you know, consider taking this over and things like that. So what I will say is one of my credibility factors is I am a ghostwriter. I laugh and say in my spare time, but I've actually written two books, and we're working on a five-book series proposal with a young man. He's about as old as my oldest son. So, and so we are a match, to say the least. And he has his ear to the ground, and he is a social marketing expert. And it's Nate Keebman with Link Strategies. He's given me permission, which is very rare when you ghostwrite. Usually you have anonymity. But Nate is really an expert on LinkedIn, and he has helped me a lot. Reciprocally with my business.
Cool. Yeah. That's great. Well, we're going to get to these. And by the way, if you haven't already done so, you can download the notes from marniesfriends.com right now that Felice has put together for us. And you can learn more about her, too. I want to be sure to throw this in. Her website is over at mediaangels.com. I love that name. Okay. So let's kick us off and give us an overview. Give us the umbrella here. What's hot in 2012?
Well, I'm going to give you the new information. I'm also going to save the best for last, and I really did pick Nate's brain about the top three important marketing tips, and that's going to be at the very end. But the umbrella is when you say what is new and what's hot, that is mobile devices. Everybody has a smartphone, and that is what I am finding is where the explosion is coming in. I won, going to a Facebook party of all places, an app that is the coolest thing ever, and that application takes you not just to, it's a mobile app, it takes you not just to my website, but all of the places you can connect with me on Facebook, on Twitter, on LinkedIn, Media Angels page, my information in a nutshell, you know, ultimate. So it's when they go to, and it's a Q code. So when they go to the Q code, it takes them to this little mobile phone, and that gets them to everywhere that they would need to find me. So that's one of the things that has really helped me. I put it on everything, and usually Q codes just take people. If you don't know what that is, just go search it. And it looks like a little square maze. And that normally takes people to a website, but this little dealy is really cool. And what you're going to find is most phones, I mean, go try to buy a phone that's not a smartphone, okay? Most of the phones today, I'm going to say, throw out some numbers, 85 to 90% are web-enabled. There has been something insane, like a 400 or 500% increase on the way people search over just the last couple of years. And the other thing I'm finding with the mobile devices is it's a good and it's a bad. How many of us really depend on our phones, and how many of us would think that we were going to be texting as much as we are now? I don't know about you, Marnie, if you were a text aficionado, but I sure wasn't. I like in text, and I'm going to date myself to the fax machine. You know, when the fax machines first came out, I thought, oh, my goodness. Really, people, we can't run this document. My husband's a contractor. You know, we really can't run this document across the, you know, the river here, because we live near the Coosawhatchie River. You know, to get this signed, we have to fax it. How lazy can you be? Well, how many of us now text instead of call? Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I was at Go ahead. Go ahead, Marnie.
My son was down the basement. My son was down the basement in his room, and he texted up, and he said, what time is supper? So, I mean.
Right. Absolutely. And I was at a seminar, and I give some for the real estate market because my husband is a home inspector. And I said to this audience, I said, hey, text me your email. And they looked at me, and I said, this is the generation we're in. If I say, you know, I'm going to sign, pass around a piece of paper and you're going to sign it or not. And so I said, I can stand here and watch you. And it was amazing because out of that room of people, maybe two or three didn't have a smartphone. So, you know, you can have people do all kinds of things. There are really cool applications. I don't want to spend too much time on this, but one of them is VisMarket in my own neck of the woods here. It's Fort Myers, Bonita Springs, Naples, and they are another cool app company that has come down the pike. And we've used them with my husband's home inspection business. Now, I don't really want to be found locally. You know, talk about the old Star Trek cloaking device is more like it. Because I'm so visible online, you know. I do some things, and, you know, I've given talks, and I just tell people I'd rather you don't, you just email me rather than give them my number. You know, but if you want to be found in your local market, my goodness, what a great thing. And look at what your, you know, local providers are.
I want to throw something in here, too, for those of you who are ready. Now, I'm not sure, Felice, I didn't quite capture everything that your little app did, but the QR code, the quick reference code, is just a little square box, and it's made up, if you just think of a design, it's made up of a little pattern of dots, really. And these phones can read this, and it's like a UPC code, you know, universal product code, where when it's scanned, it means a specific thing, and it takes the person to a specific location. So, for instance, we just recently had one made for our restaurant. So now, when we pass out a flyer or a coupon or whatever, we can have the QRC code or the QR code on there, and then someone can just take their smartphone. It pops right up. They can see the whole menu. They can just press a button and call us. Whatever, QR codes are really hot, right? And it's what's been fun, not the older people, but what's been fun is the younger people. As soon as they see that QR code, you know, you are hot now. Now the restaurant that we have, we're hot because we've got this, you know, up-to-date thing that they can have fun with their phone doing. And so I think it's really critical. I wanted to mention a company called Fiverr, F-I-V-E-R-R. So it's like the word five. With two R's at the end, .com, Fiverr.com. For $5, someone can make you a QR code. So go to Fiverr.com and get your QR code today.
That's wonderful. And yeah, that's the kind of thing when you talk about what's hot, a lot of websites are not mobile capable. And there are some things I'm going to be blogging about it. Just a disclaimer, I do have an affiliate to this program, but it's the coolest thing. It is a plug-in for WordPress to make your site, you know, app-friendly. And it's really inexpensive. You know, I'm not a big one of doing a whole lot of affiliates. But I definitely am looking at some things that will help, you know, those of us who are looking at ways to market. And this is, you know, look at what we're talking about, Marnie. I mean, you're a speaker and an author. I'm a speaker and an author. Our husbands have these businesses, you know, a home inspection. Yours has a restaurant. And you know, marketing is really conducive to working along different, you know, things. So I'm glad we're talking about all these different types of industries.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Well, did you want to mention the name of that company?
Not yet because one thing, I didn't write it down. I haven't finished my blog post yet, so I don't want to send people over there. But it's at the information in a nutshell .com website. So I will get that post up. That was one of the things on my 100 things I needed to do today. So because we are launching another event next week. So sorry about that.
Okay, that's no problem. Okay, well, let's go ahead down to the tools at hand.
Right. Well, I'm not going to do it in the normal way, which probably doesn't surprise you, I'm sure. And that is, I'm not going to go into what these things are. You know, if you want to know what Twitter, LinkedIn, linked groups are, blogs, YouTube, so forth, I think you can hear that anyway. So I'm thinking, and maybe I'm thinking incorrectly, that people want to hear what is the best use for these things, especially in 2012. So that's what I'm going to focus on. You should have heard my ladies, you know, and the gentlemen that were there in the audience, and this is a real estate group, when I said how valuable Twitter was. It was, they understand LinkedIn, but they could not understand Twitter. And they looked at me and said, really? Well, I did a quick research before I went to speak to them and found out that nobody was using particular hashtags, and the hashtag looks like the little tic-tac-toe sign. And a hashtag is one of the ways that Twitter allows you to search. So I'm going to say one of the best tools for Twitter is its search engine feature. You can go on Twitter and look for specific things. Like, I know Marnie's name, and I thought it was Marnie Mentor or Mentor Marnie, but I wasn't sure which it was. So I could just search for Marnie on Twitter, and she, like I, have an unusual name, you know. So we kind of, we're easy to find, although there's a lot more Felices lately. However, I could find her, and then I could say, okay, it's Mentor Marnie, and then I, what I did was I tagged her, and the tag is that little, you know, at sign. And so I could tag her on Twitter as I was letting people know about this upcoming talk. So those are some things you can do. People tag me from time to time that I don't know, and that's a little bit irritating, and you can turn them in for spam, and I usually let it go unless it's very consistent or I search. You know, this is where it helps to have help, you know, with your social media, especially as you get busier and you're growing your business. But these are some things you can do. You can look up local keywords. If you look at Twitter, there's a thing called trending, and it tells you what the top words are. And you want to be found in whatever your brand or niche is. I often get follows from people who are either in publishing or writing or homeschooling, you know, and that's a pretty big stretch. But, you know, if I want to tweet something that is specific to that group and I use a hashtag, they're going to find me, because there are people that follow trends, for example, you know, the writing and publishing. And you'll find that. You'll find that people are following you that want to hear what you have to say. It's not just about saying something catchy or, you know, and those are the things that I have retweeted the most, I will say, are the things that, you know, like I would post one time, I was really frustrated, and I said my to-do list, you know, I take out 10 things and 10 move up, or I don't even remember how I said it in 140 characters. But that was retweeted like 20 times, you know. It's so sometimes, and that's a compliment if someone does that. So, again, those are the kinds of things, those are the little toy parts about Twitter, but I will tell you that Twitter is the place I use 9 times out of 10 over Facebook to post information about my blog, any of my radio show appearances, or any of my live events. So that just shows you, and I will tell you, when I post something on a blog post, I can see the traffic I get, you know, during those times when those posts go out.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So you use Twitter more like a WhatsApp notification.
Right. I do. And, mm-hmm. you know, you have to switch it up a little bit. It's just like, you know, my daughter once told me, you know, Mom, you need to be more personable on Facebook, because I'm the only one. She has a closed Facebook account. She's also an author, but she wants to use Facebook for her friends and family. So she talks, but on my group, on my Media Angels group page. However, I come through loud and clear on her page, and because she doesn't use it for business, sometimes it seems like all I'm posting are business things. So she's asked, you know, you need to, it was good to hear that and to say, okay, get a little bit more personal. And we'll talk a little bit about that with Facebook, I'm going to bring up something different about that as well. But, yeah, I mean, it really does help if you – the way you word things. And I really have to say, being an author does help. You know, you can come out with little pithy types of things. If you're not good at that, get somebody to help you, you know. Really a good thing to watch out for is the ones that you notice or look at. TweetDeck is something I love using. It's a cool little tool, and you can set things up way ahead of time on that, and it really helps get down on the time online.
Okay, and she's recommending, guys, she's recommending TweetDeck.com. That's TWEET, Deck, DECK.com. And the one that I've been using lately, really loving it, is Buffer app, BUFF as in Frank, 2 F's, ER, and then app, like applicationbufferapp.com. Cool. Okay.
I'll have to try it out. I'll have to look at that.
I love it. It's really fun. Okay, let's try LinkedIn.
All right, LinkedIn, if I had to pick one, this is the one I would pick. And the reason is for the return of investment, you know, the ROI, the return on your investment or time invested. And we usually equate your success by, you know, what you've been able to bank in business. And as much as I hate to say that, where are you going to spend your efforts and your time? Because let's face it, Marnie, we're both, you know, family. We have family, and, you know, I still have kids home, and so I'm a grandma, and, you know, you want to spend time outside of your job. And so for that, the value that I've gotten there, I mean, that was where I connected with Nate Keevman. You know, I attended some of his webinars and things like that, listened when he said, you know, I really need help in getting this out and published. That's how we connected. I offered services. We had a phone call, and we both connected. And, you know, I was telling him in September it will be 3 years that we've worked together, which doesn't seem like that long. I feel like I've known him forever. So you can make connections like that. On LinkedIn, one of the things, of course, I always call them God incidences, where God helps as well. It's your online resume. When people want to have you speak or have a place, and I know, Marnie, you've got a wonderful service for women where they can put on, their information for speaking and speaking at events. LinkedIn, I would consider a professional type of a place where you can put your resume. Also, if I look on LinkedIn, I can realize whether or not I want to work with that person. And, based on some of the groups they follow, books maybe that they've read, although I haven't changed my book selection probably in quite a while, and things like that. So that's another way. LinkedIn has a lot of rules, which is one of the, you know, places people don't like, a place that has way too many rules. Like you cannot start spamming, which is putting in a bunch of, you know, buy my book, or whatever it is that you're doing. However, one of the things I will say is that if you want people to start following you and finding you and you have information you can share, you can join groups and start being a mentor, start answering questions for other people. And that really, really helps a lot. I've been selected as, now LinkedIn has a cool little thing where your comment could be selected by the group leader as the comment of the week or, you know, that kind of a thing. Like it's basically rewarding. It's a little sticker you got from the teacher when you did something good, you know. And the other thing I want to say is one of the very much overlooked components of LinkedIn is the recommendation. If you are on LinkedIn and you've worked with people, please, very carefully and nicely ask them for a recommendation. I would not necessarily advise, although this has happened to me quite a bit, and I always felt guilty saying no, but I would not advise that you send someone a recommendation first unless you really know that person, because people would send me recommendations based upon, you know, attending my events or listening to my radio show or that kind of a thing, and I didn't know them. So they would ask for a recommendation in kind, and I just felt so guilty saying, you know, I'm sorry, I just don't know your work. And so now I know I can just ignore those requests, and I can also not put up a recommendation if I so choose. So those are some, you know, just quick tips about how a LinkedIn can be very useful. And it's a very professional market. You know, demographics, they say on average are about the 75 to six-figure and up demographics are on LinkedIn.
Yeah, now I want to go back to this recommendation thing for just a second, because there are a couple aspects that I want to bring out. The recommendations aspect of LinkedIn is, to me, one of its greatest values. It lets me recommend someone who I really want to recommend. If, for instance, if I've worked with somebody and they are really doing a great job. I like to go to LinkedIn. Instead of Facebook or Twitter, I go to LinkedIn and I give them a recommendation. What the system automatically does then is it pops up, after they've seen that recommendation, it pops up a box and it says, would you like to give a recommendation back? Now, this is completely 100% up to the other person, but it's been very, it was shocking to me. I couldn't even believe how many people wanted to give a recommendation back at that moment. And it wasn't me asking. It's the system itself asking if the other person wants to give a recommendation back. But one of the nice things is that, you know, whether you have a website or you're trying to do printed material or whatever, you need recommendations. You need real live people with a photo, with a title, to say something publicly about your service or what you're doing in the world. And you can use those because they are, once they hit LinkedIn, then they are already public information. So you can go ahead and use those. And it's a wonderful way to collect references. And I agree with you that you shouldn't ask someone for a reference who doesn't know you. That's not legitimate. But the system itself will pop that up and then they can decide, you know, if they know you or not at that moment. I have found that to be an amazing tool at LinkedIn. Love that.
Wonderful, wonderful. You would be surprised at how many people don't even know about that. You know, it is a very valuable tool, and I agree.
And I think I'm going to throw in one more thought, too. Sometimes I get emails from people asking for a recommendation, people that I have never really worked with. Perhaps they just know of me, or even they're part of my mentorship program, but I haven't worked with them one-on-one like that.
Right.
And you just can't. You cannot, in good conscience, give a recommendation for someone that you don't know. So that's just a caveat, too. If you're looking for recommendations, look for them from people who know you, who really appreciate
right.
what you're doing. That's the place to look.
Absolutely. Excellent advice. All right.
Cool. Okay, now, LinkedIn, is that what we have there? And then should we move to blogs?
I think so. There's a whole lot I could say about groups, but that's going to get too complicated. I actually had somebody give me a group. It doesn't happen every day.
Oh.
Again, it's one of those God things, and that was one of those things I emailed late Nate and said, you know, is this something I should take? And he said, well, don't grow it. You know, just you can be on it and see if it has any value. And I was just telling him today, you know, it's grown at least by three quarters, you know,
wow.
over what it was. But I haven't done anything with it. So other than I post and I post questions and we have discussion and that kind of a thing, you know, and I've been made the administrator now, so I probably will grow it. But those kinds of things take a lot of time, and it takes knowing what you're doing, because it all of this stuff, everything we're talking about today, Marnie, can be big, huge time wasters. So
yeah, right.
As you're listening to me, take notes. And if you're not there yet, shelve this whole talk. You know, bookmark Marnie's page. Come back to it when you want to hear it again. Because, Marnie, I think you did a talk for me at one point about keeping your social media, you know, to 15 minutes a day. And I love it. I mean, that's pretty much what I do, and it doesn't seem possible when I'm going through all these things, but you're not doing this every single day, you know.
Right.
It, you know, it's just something I want to caution, because, you know, people will say, well, I don't know how you do anything else because I can't keep up with my social media. And, you know, it's that you can't do it all every day. You have to have things automated, you know, and that kind of a thing.
Yep. And that, if you guys want to learn that system, it's over at SANE, like not insane, but SANE, SNS, stands for Social Networking Success, SANESNS.com, and that's a free ebook. Okay, let's talk about blogs.
All right. I will tell you, I am a convert. I detested blogs with a passion, because I can write articles, and I right now write I'm getting ready to say yes to a column on entrepreneurs for a major homeschool magazine, actually. And I write another column for another homeschool magazine on marriages. I've been married happily, as you have, Marnie, but for 32 years, going on 33 this year. And I write sporadically for another one. And you get paid for these things, you know, and if not in payment, you get ads or whatever, you know, there's some sort of a of, something that comes out of it. So when I first heard of blogging, I thought it was like my fax machine. Really, people? We're going to be spending time. And I will tell you, it takes me hours to write a good blog post. Sometimes I can get the topic quickly and I can throw one together in 20 minutes. It's that editing part. And I've yet to be willing to take a lot of time and do it way enough ahead of time where I can get everything all edited. And I probably need to move to that point because it's the editing and reading it and revising it that takes so long. However, blogging is one of those new flavor of the month. In my world, there's a whole group of mommy bloggers that are making authors bestsellers. They are growing their list organically, and that means they really have grown with a lot of work and patience and spending time with their market rather than sometimes you see these ridiculous inflated numbers, and some of those are not real. Same thing with Twitter. There are some people that, yes, they have a lot of follows, and I will say that I don't follow everyone back on Twitter. I know there's automation and things you can do with that. I have not gone that route. However, with blogging, that is something that is still very, very valuable. And one of the things Nate shared with me is that Google has a new algorithm that they're using for their search engine optimization, the SEO value. And one of the things is how often you're updating your website. And blogs are one of the ways that, that's going to really help drive traffic. Now, it always did to some extent, but he said it's going to be just a new thing. It's really going to be a good thing. The other thing, large social networks are growing out of these blog communities. They're spilling over into other areas like Facebook and Twitter. But blogs are the key place where these people are congregating. For example, in my author world, if I look at some of the most sought-after acquisition editors or even agents, you will find their blogs have comments hundreds and hundreds deep. Their stuff, they have social media tags on their blogs so that you can send it through on Twitter, on LinkedIn, on Facebook, on, 50 other places. And that is a place where you can connect in a different way with your audience. So, again, don't undervalue blogs. They're still very, very, very valuable. And now more so because of some of these other tools. If you don't have social media tools on your blog, get them on there because that again, is something that's important.
Cool. Now, something's coming to my mind here that I just want to mention. Like a blog will be closer to the top of the search results than a regular anything else than a website, than just your own website. The blogs do weigh heavier. And it's the same when you think about your online, like you said, your online professional resume. LinkedIn ranks very high. If someone's looking for you, a lot of times your name, a lot of times what will come up toward the top is LinkedIn profiles of people with your name. So it's these things that we're talking about today, these are what the search engines are valuing, which makes the general population value them because they can find you. That's how they're finding people, is through search engines. So it's just huge. Right. That's awesome. Okay. Now, one of the things you can do, of course, you don't have to have a blog built. In fact, I'd recommend you don't do that. Just go to WordPress or Blogger or one of these other places and get a free one. All of the bells and whistles a couple years ago, I'd asked one of my programmers, I said, if you were to build me, just me personally, a blog, and it was to have all the bells and whistles that you could put together, so it'd be kind of like what WordPress offers for free, how much would it cost? And he just whistled and he said, it's going to be over $10,000 easily. I mean, it would just be way more than that. So, and they're giving it to you for free. And all of the cult that comes with having a blog on that huge website that they already have. So it's just a fantastic way to get a website going right away.
Right. And then at some point you can have it hosted on your own site. And I will say that all of our webinars run on WordPress. So that's just, you know, throw that out there. And again, there's a little learning curve, you know. I don't always have to wait for someone to do the work for me, you know. Sometimes you just want to do it yourself. And my assistant really doesn't like when that happens. I get these texts saying, please don't do my job. You know, but I'll look at something and I'll just want to change it right now, and I can. And that's kind of the nice thing about WordPress is it is very easy once you get the hang of it. And there's tons of tutorials and tons of all of that. But, yeah, great advice. The next two I'm going to cover sort of together. YouTube is and podcasting are both right up there with blogs. And if I could draw you a picture, I would draw a circle with spokes of a wheel coming out and say your blog really is the center. And a lot of times, you know, we're using blog and website synonymously. And so those spokes that are coming out are going to be what is driving the traffic in, and that is going to be YouTube. I will tell you right now, I own another video website, which we're still working on developing because it was too big of an undertaking for the amount of brain cells I can give it. So I put it on the back burner. But having said that, I don't like being in video. I know I'm going to have to get over it, Marnie. but I had four professionally shot videos, and I've only watched one of them, and I had to make my daughter come over to watch it with me. I'm laughing as I say that because we just giggled the whole time like two little kids. You know, it's just I'm giving you, you know, I am not perfect. This is who I am. And it's like one of those, well, if she can do it, you know, I can do it. And yes, you can. So hopefully I'm giving you some help here. Moving forward, we're going to be doing a lot more with video. I have another service I use and, you know, taping video and even sending some of those out in emails. Not seeing a huge increase right now in opens and things like that. I'll let you know because we're still in the very early testing stages of that. So YouTube is great. Things that go viral on YouTube are usually the silly things, the things that are very funny. Nate uses YouTube extensively. He's got a site, Link Strategies, and I believe he has a document on LinkedIn there. And he said just doing that one video, I forgot what he said his opt-ins were, but it was in the thousands, you know. So he uses it to drive traffic over to his site, but again, he gives very valuable information. You know, often we're working on a project, and I remember seeing, because I'm on this group, and I saw a video that he just said, don't put this in the book. The next minute I know, he's doing a short video on the exact thing that he just told me not to put in the book. And that was because they were still testing it and they weren't sure. And I sent him an email saying, I thought we're not putting this in the book yet. And he said, well, this is one of the ways I'm testing it, you know. And he was able to test it using this method so that it was going in the book, you know. And I think it was on rankings on LinkedIn. But, you know, that's a hot topic. You know, how do you get ranked higher on LinkedIn? And we didn't even talk about that because there's, you know, huge webinars that talk about that. But so, again, it's for search engine optimization. It's things you can do some testing using YouTube. I know that there's a lady who was doing some things as she was learning how to videotape. She was keeping a track of that. Another lady was using some sort of diet substance. And my friend who was looking into different ways to lose weight watched her video at the beginning when she had just started doing this. She went through every single day for something like 23 days or a month. When she went back to show me that video, it had gone viral. You know, there were like 1.5 million hits. And it was because it was a hot item that was being used for diets. Nobody had thought to, you know, do a step-by-step-by-step. Now, let's say that this lady has nothing to offer, but she just did this for fun. You know, it's like people who are into the whole marketing, and I look at things like that, and it's like another one of those people, really. You know, you need to think, what happens if my video goes viral? Do you have a product you can attach to that? Do you have a report that they can download and maybe that you can, you know, grab their email? You know, you have to have some sort of a plan. And I know, Marnie, you've got something that I read coming into my inbox, and I'm going to apologize because I didn't write it down, so, of course, I proceeded to forget it. But you've got something on, you know, getting focused and getting, you know, committed to what it is that you really should be doing. And, you know, maybe you want to share something with us on that right now.
Well, what I'm starting in, and I did these years ago, and then once we bought the restaurant, which is already 10 years ago now, and
wow.
I managed that, plus I managed the retail store, plus all the stuff online. So I just had to put all this to the back burner a little bit and just kind of go forward with what we could do. But what one of my favorite things to do is vision and mission training. And so what we're starting up is we're going to do about one a month, and this will be a live, unlike this radio show, which is me interviewing experts like Felice, I'm going to do a live interactive program in webinar format with an audience and go through. And what's super fun is that even up to 30, 50 or more people at a time can actually define their vision and mission statements together with us. We just had the first one earlier today, and it was really fun. So just be watching for those. And if you don't get my updates over at Marnie.com, you can just, on the bottom, it says free stuff. And if you, and here's a good, we're trying to model, we're trying to walk the talk here too. If you don't have something like this at your site, you have to have somewhere where people can register with you, where you get their email address, and you can keep up with them then in the future. They can keep up with what you're offering and what you're doing, because it's a relationship, even though it's not like a relationship. For instance, I don't have the same relationship with Felice as I have with my husband, and I don't have the same relationship with you listeners, some of you, as I have with Felice. Every relationship is different, and online
right.
relationships are different. But as online relationships go, you want to have a reciprocal relationship where people can keep track of you, where they can find out where they can connect with you more than what they're getting to the level that they want. And that's what all these are about. And we're becoming so tech savvy as a country, as a culture, that we want more of each other in these ways online. And it's fun.
Okay.
It's fun to watch all of this. I personally I love it all. I think it's very fun.
Well, and that's why I wanted to mention that, because the main vision here for me when I'm talking to all of you, you know, your faceless people out there. However, I've seen enough of it just with my own consulting business with authors, and, you know, they want to just, Nate put it very aptly, you know, it's like throw up everywhere. And what that means is you're just giving way too much information, and you're not fine-tuning your message. And so when I saw that, and I had just talked to him about this other thing, you know, it was amazing, because I thought, oh, I've got to mention that, because Marnie's talking about, you know, getting a vision, because if you have a vision and you have it plotted out, then these things are going to come naturally. You're going to say, okay, it's time for me to use YouTube. I mean, I've been publishing since 1994, and I still do not do some of these things as well. You know, the podcasting I've been doing now, the Information in a Nutshell, I believe we're going on 3 years. The Homeschool Expo, I've been doing that since 2010. So I'm comfortable, you know, behind the scenes, on a phone, on a headset, you know, teaching or interviewing. But that was a gradual step. You know, and so now if you're searching for me, a lot of times before my LinkedIn, my podcast will come up. Something interesting too, Marnie, that I learned was that a lot of times when I'm searching for some of the people I've interviewed, you know, my podcast comes up. So, you know, that's, you can't pay for that. You know, somebody
right.
interviewed me a long time ago, I say 2 years ago, and I'll look for myself, and it depends on what my keywords are, and her podcast comes up. So, you know, you really are searching online in an area that is really it's interconnected, I guess, for lack of a better word. You know, think of that wagon wheel. It just really is. And if you can get some of these pieces pointing back where you want them, you know, that's really going to help you get found.
One of the things that's been the most helpful to me getting going with the YouTube is a company called Animoto.com. It's,
mm-hmm.
it's like the beginning of animal, A-N-I-M, and then O-T-O, like photo, Animoto. And it's animation photos is what it is, .com. And you can either do them for free with branding, or you can pay a small monthly fee, and then you can make as many as you want without branding. That has helped me tremendously. It used to take
me
4 hours, minimum 4 hours, to put together a small video, a small 1 to 3 minute video. Now I can do it in less than 30 minutes. I can do it so, so fast. So this is really helping. And once again, these YouTube has huge, huge, huge search engine power. If you have the words that you're wanting people to use to find you and you've done your research, it's incredibly powerful. And the same with Blog Talk Radio and podcasts, iTunes, huge search engine ranking. So they're just ways, if you really want to get to the top of a certain set of keywords or whatever, you really need to find this out. And if you don't know what a keyword is, it's probably a little over your head just now, but that's okay. All right, let's talk about Facebook.
I love Facebook,
Felice.
Yeah, you do?
I do. I love it for me. I love it for me. I don't know if it's the very best marketing tool, but I love it.
Well, it is definitely the best marketing tool. And, in fact, I read a couple of articles the last couple of weeks preparing for this and, you know, looking at the hype. Now, I'll tell you why I don't like Facebook. And the reason I don't is it takes too much of my time. Like, I really have to look and set my little timer or, you know, do something, have say to the kids, okay, I'm going to look at Facebook and come get me or something, you know, because you can get stuck in. Yes, you know, I set up a page for my college buddies, although thank goodness I was a good kid in college, but, you know, it's just you find everyone and everyone finds you. So that's, you know, the thing. You're pretty transparent on Facebook. I fought the timeline thing, and then when I did it, that just opened up a whole another world to me with, you know, I put a few personal things on. I don't do a lot of that. Only because of time. You know, I have to look at what I can invest my time in, and I take a lot of pictures. I mean, my computer, I've got to move some of the stuff off because, you know, I take them on my phone now. We're talking about mobile devices. You know, and my kids play sports, and all three of them are now playing on different teams, different places. When I jump off of here, I'm going to a softball game my daughter plays. So we have a lot of pictures and that kind of thing. And, I mean, I'd be spending my life just doing that or hiring an assistant just to do that, and I can't see a return on value. But let me tell you, I'm going to just mention it here because we're going to talk about it again in a few minutes, which we are getting close to the end here. Facebook is one of the best places that you can have a party. I didn't even mention Twitter for parties or Facebook, but we have not done a lot of building our groups on Facebook. And that is because I have a tier of, you know, what I can get done and what I'm doing, and I'm going through right now. We're working with someone else doing our social media for us. I had hired somebody, and that didn't work out. Loved her. Just she had a better offer. So, you know, I had to look at what I had time to do. And so just as I won a Q code on a Facebook party, you know, we do events where people can win things on Facebook. Now, Facebook has a lot of rules, and you need to read the fine print. So you cannot, you know, actually give the parties away. But what we do with Facebook, give the item away. What we do with Facebook is we send them to our blog, you know, post a comment on our blog, blah, blah, blah. So it does one of two things. Gets them to your blog. Obviously, they're not going to read it all during your party, but they might go back and look at it. And we give them some little things that they can do and use some really fun tools for contests, which I don't even have time to talk about now. It's not even on the list, but we gave away some mega prizes. We bundled some things with some of our speaker sponsors. Let me tell you, we had thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of entries. Moving forward with our expos, depending on how things are going to be panning out. You know, and I've done this in the past. gave away an iPad. With our affiliates, we give away a Kindle reader. You know, because I have a huge group, I can do things like that. So my affiliates are going to want to promote my stuff, and they're going to promote it on Facebook, on their blogs, and so forth, because they get a we'll have to talk about affiliates another time. I'm getting off on track here, and there's a lot I want to cover. Facebook is the best place to put your ad dollars. I'm going to wrap those two up together. It is one of, for me, the smallest investment of my money. I cannot tell you how much money I've gone through on Google Ads, especially for my husband's home inspection business. And with my his demographics are not really there, but we are working on some little things for him. But you know, my demographics are definitely there. And the little button that worked the best, Marnie, was me with
which
my
one?
Grandchildren. We were having, you know,
aww,
the little kitty phones you get at McDonald's, which I, you know, not
yeah,
putting, you know, I. But anyway, so I'm sitting there with the little babes on my lap, two of them. And they've got the little kitty cone, and so I had just taken a lick of one of them, and my daughter whipped out her camera, so I had a big smile on my face, stealing my grandson's ice cream cone. Oh gosh, grandma's just so bad. But and it's a cute picture, you know. She just texted it to me, and I copied it and saved it, and I used that as my face. And of course, got permission from my daughter, and that was, they kept clicking on it, you know. So you can do different things. You can do impressions, which, you know, works out better for me anyway, or you can do it per click. But it was such a cute picture that, you know, people wanted to see what else I had to say. Let's see, how much time do we have? Let me look through here and see.
We just have like eight minutes, so I think we've got to get to your three super stellar tips at the end.
We will, definitely. Those are pretty quick. But one of the things I do want to say about what goes viral, and this again is from Nate, he keeps saying that resources, especially useful ones, go viral. Now, he's in a niche market of LinkedIn. He's got the biggest group on LinkedIn strategies, you know. So he has used all kinds of tools. In fact, he's working on a new promotion, and he has to get permission from LinkedIn to do certain things he wants to do. He's at a different level, you know, than where we are, you know. But the point is, when he puts something out, because of where he is in you know, a business he's built, it's because it's so useful. I think one of the reasons we get along so well is we're both very helpy people. He wants to tell the world, you know. He wants to tell everybody about it, and he's so excited. And what does that do when you see someone who's so excited and passionate and wants to help? You want to help as well, you know. And so if you're sending people emails, and, you know, we're going to touch on that really quickly, and you're wanting them to buy this and buy that and buy this, I was doing that because it's just easier. And then all of a sudden I thought, you know what, I have this great, you know, mid-year tips to see how your year is going. I'm going to throw that in there. And I have, you know, a little video I did on just some talking points, and those are the ones that were opened, as well as where I had a, I guess for lack of a better term, I'm going to call it a senior moment, but I was writing a blog post or an e-blast to go out, and I send them out weekly because my group is, you know, really participating in our weekly events, all right? And then we also have a really cool thing, and we call it Mommy Jammies Night, and I didn't coin that. My friend Cindy Rushton did, who I know you've had on the show before too. And I just love those sessions because that's a time when moms can just come, you know, Christian moms from all over listen in, and we're just, they're heart issues. They're not homeschool related. They're just encouragement, you know, and that kind of a thing. And so we call them jammy nights, have them at 9 at night, and, you know, just those are really fun. But I was doing one of them, and I wrote something like an unfinished sentence, and I meant to go back and fix it. Well, guess what happened? It was late, or I forgot, and it went out. Do you know what my open rate was? It was phenomenal. It was like one of the highest open rates I've ever had. And I said, I said to my mentor, you know, who's 20 years my senior, my junior, and I said, why did they do that? And he said, it's like a bad movie. He said, and I'm not saying do that on a normal basis. I find out these things by accident, okay, Marty? But you know, you can be a little cryptic. If you're saying, you know, open this now so you can buy my new book, or open this now because I'm going to be on this show, or open this now because we're having this event, then people may not want to open your email. So you have to think, you know, what is it that would make you open the email, you know, for one thing. You know, another thing that works is when I sent out the wrong date, again, totally accidental, and I've had to say, you know, rescheduled event or canceled event or something like that if one of our speakers has been sick. So, again, those kinds of things open, headlines that grab, and timely or soon-to-expire notices usually work. But one of the favorite things I do every morning when I look at my emails is I go through my box and I click on all the little delete, delete, delete. And I love it when I can free up my box of about, you know, 50 things, you know. And I do have certain ones tagged and everything, but I do look at some of the other stuff too. And I'm not quite ready to give that up yet. You know, I know that would be one. I'm part of a mastermind group, and that was one of the things that, you know, it bogs me down. I know other people have people helping them with email. So, one of the things for the ROI, for spending return on investment, for where you should spend your ad dollars, I think I covered that with Facebook for me. Look at where your demographics are. They may not be Facebook. So wherever your demographic, I know LinkedIn has some ad things as well. If you're not good at doing ads, do tutorials, get someone to help you set a budget. And one of the things you can do with Facebook that I really, really love is you can fine-tune your search. And I know I'm going quickly, but I want to get my top 3 points in here. Should I dive in?
Yes, you bet. We've got 3 minutes left. You bet.
All right. Simplify your marketing message. That is the first thing you have got to do, is simplify. Number two, websites have to be less complex. And believe me, I'm working on this myself. They have to be no-brainers. People go to your website, they see a video, they opt in. People go to your website, they see, you know, get these 10 important things, and they opt in. You have to know what to do with your opt-in group, so I'm going to throw that out too. Websites must also be, you know, they call funnel system marketing, and that means, you know, a vertical focus. And so that is, you cannot overload them with information. They have to have a simple message, and automation is the key. Everything I have that is on a website is automated so that they get a thank you when they opt in with whatever they're going to download, and I change that up. So those are your three things, and I think the biggest thing is going to be for all of us is to simplify and to fine-tune your focus. So there you have it.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay. Give us the three things again. Just list them off.
Okay. Simplify your marketing message. That's number one. Number two, websites must be less complex. They have to be streamlined. I think there's a book, and I'm so sorry I don't remember the name of it, but it's like it says something like, don't make me think, and it's on how to create a website. And the third one is have a vertical focus, and what that means is that you have to have some way to monetize that website. So if you just have a blog and you're not, you know, you can give things away, which is a really good thing, but you also need to have some value attached so that people are going to spend money, you know, because let's face it, if we don't sell our books, or if I don't sell, you know, webinar tickets, because we have a lot free, we do about 24 to 26 sessions for free, but then we have archives of 100 plus. If I don't sell my tickets, I can't afford all this fun, you know what I mean?
Right.
So there has to be, you know, a reason for being, so to speak, you know, to be able to afford what it is that we're doing, you know, and it's an adventure. Let's just put it that way.
It is. It is. Well, Felice, you have shared with us so much information. I hope you've been taking as many notes as I have, everybody. And you can learn more about Felice over at her website, mediaangels.com, or What's the nutshell one? Tell us that website.
It's information in a nutshell. That is something I drew up myself, and when you look at it, you can say, gosh, it looks like she did it herself. All of our websites are going to get an overhaul. Sometimes I just won't wait and let the people that I've hired do their job. So I need to look to your... Oh, gosh. I thought you were going to lecture me, Marnie. I'm glad you're good.
Oh, no. I'm right there with you.
Okay,
well, thanks for joining us, Felice. Thanks, everybody, for being here. You have a wonderful day and a terrific week. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.